your fingernails this morning with the blue scissors, didn't we?
Just like that.
But like that, yes, these. Some have blue handles, but with another pair with red handles.
Great.
Now which one shall we do your toenails with?
Oh, like that.
Like that, yes, that's what I was doing.
You are?
Thank you.
One of those two.
Oh, you mustn't do it yourself, darling. Are you hiding the ones with the red handle?
Red one too, not blue one.
I think it's easier, Thomas, really, if we cut your toenails after you've been in the bath, because your nails are nice and soft then, aren't they?
Yes.
Well, shall we do that tonight, then, when you've had a bath?
No.
No? Would you like me to do it now?
No, no. No, no, Mummy.
You have scissors?
No.
Where are they gone? Are you sitting on them? It's a silly thing to sit on top of sharp scissors, isn't it? They'll stab you in the bottom.
They're in the bottom.
And then what will happen?
Drop.
What will you say? Ouch!
No, no, well, no.
You don't want them doing that?
No, Johnny. No. No, 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 no.
What are you doing? Hiding the scissors so I can't use them? I haven't got them, Thomas. You've got them now.
And they're blue.
I promise you I haven't got them. You're sitting on them.
Blue one.
Mummy hasn't got them. Look. Look. Nothing there.
Blue one.
I think you're fine. If you get them out of your chair, you're sitting on them.
What's
that? There they are. Look. There they are.
Sit down the chair. Sit down the chair.
Sit down the chair. You're sitting on the chair, are you?
I'll be mad. Look at the nails.
Oh no, Thomas, you can't do it yourself, darling. You'll hurt yourself.
Ouch!
Ouch, that's right, yes. I think you have to leave it for mum.
Ouch! This one.
Will you sit on the beam, would you like me to try and do them now?
No.
No.
In the kitchen.
Yeah, you put the scissors in the kitchen, that's a good idea.
Scissors in the kitchen. Blue one in the kitchen, red one in the kitchen.
Blue one in the kitchen, red one in the kitchen. You've put them both in the kitchen, have you? I think it's time we had some lunch now, don't you?
I see.
Oh yes, that's very clever thing there, aren't you a clever boy? Thomas is a clever boy.
Tea time now.
Tea time, it's lunch time.
You want Mummy to sit down there?
No, Mummy's not sitting down, Thomas. Mummy's going to make some lunch. Don't we have cheese on toast?
No, with jam.
With jam?
Jam.
Cheese on toast with jam? Or would you like cheese on toast and jam on toast?
I'm going to sit down. Here you are. Toast to front.
No, but Thomas, if Mummy sits down, we're not going to get any lunch, are we? Who's going to make lunch if I sit down?
Ooh, ouch! Bump.
You've bumped into the chair?
Mm.
Oh dear.
Bump my neck. Oops.
That's the van, isn't it?
Go backwards.
No, it's going forwards. It's driving up the drive. I'm going to have a look and see who it is. I think it's Joe's grandma or granddad coming to visit. Can you see?
Mm.
The sun's very bright now, isn't it? Do you want me to pull the blind back?
Yeah.
It was absolutely pouring with rain earlier on, wasn't it? Because we've got to go to the shops and we stopped to going, didn't we, because it was raining? Look at the sun shining now.
No rain.
No, no rain now.
Shining up. Nip-nips sit down there. Watch. Nip-nips watch.
You put the scissors on the windowsill. Are you telling them to watch Joe's grandparents?
Yeah.
Right.
Don't
jump on the chair. Remember what happened last night?
Bump.
You bumped your head. Right, well, don't do it again then. What did Daddy say?
No, not you.
Did he say no or I'll smack you?
Mm. We told smash.
Because smash? What big car smash?
The mash.
You've got your racing car out. Why have you got that out?
I see.
You're going to play with the racing car on the window ledge. Then you're going to crash it into the scissors, are you?
No.
No, that's a silly thing to do, isn't it?
Big job's in the chair.
Big job's the chair. You want me to move the chair so you can get on with your jobs? And your job is to crash the racing car into the scissors, is that right?
Oops, yes.
Now you shouldn't really play with scissors, Thomas. They're very sharp. Would you like to bring them back to Mummy, please? We'll put them somewhere safe, shall we? Dear, everything's ended up on the floor. Can I have the scissors, please? Please, no, Mummy, have the scissors, Thomas. That's a good boy. Thank you very much. Come on, let's go get some lunch now. Cheese on toast. And you can have some crisps if you like. You like that?
And my dogs. And my dogs.
Mummy stops.
Yes, and my dogs. Don't know.
Would you like to come and play with us at the table, Thomas?
No.
No?
More.
Pardon?
Mark. No mark back.
Oh, no mark back. No mark's at work. His car's not there, is it? We saw him coming home last night, though, didn't we? We saw him coming back home from work.
Hmm? Yes. Backwards. Oops.
Whoops, you're pushing the racing car backwards. Purdy wants to come in now.
No, Mark, Daddy.
I'm telling Purdy that Mark isn't back, he's at work.
Oops, ouch.
Did you bump your foot?
No. No, 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 no. Let me see.
I'll bring it to you. I'll bring the racing car to you.
No.
Please sit still. Thomas, please. Will you do it now?
No.
Daddy's not here to do it, is he? Daddy's at work. Where's Daddy work?
I've
been terribly ratty this week.
I don't do it.
No, Mummy's done it, Thomas. Oh, look, that white van's reversing now. Can you see? Joe's grandma and granddad are going out in the van. The lights are on. It's going backwards.
Mummy, tell me.
Well, you can see in a minute. It's got small ladders on the back.
Backwards now.
It's going backwards now. Yes, you can see it, can't you?
What's happened?
Oh, it looks like Joe is in the back with his mummy and his sister. What's your sister called?
Boy.
Now, his sister's called Ashling.
Yeah.
It's quite an unusual name, isn't it?
Ashling.
Ashling. It sounds like somebody else is driving off in their car. Who could that be? I know who it is. It's Auntie Linda.
Mummy, down the seat.
We can see in a second because she's driving past the window.
No. Not see yet.
Well, perhaps she's just reversed out of her drive, Thomas, to let Uncle Brian in. Perhaps she needs to go out later. And so that his car doesn't block hers in.
Where have you been, Peddy?
Where have you been, Peddy? Oh, there she goes.
I just told Ryan. I see Ryan.
You see Ryan?
No. I see Ryan at work.
Well, Ryan's not at work today. And it's not been a nice day for him to be outside, has it?
It's raining lately.
It's been raining because he likes to go outside into the garden, doesn't he? But it's not really been very pleasant today, Thomas.
Hey, what?
Oh, thank you.
Hey, what?
Well, those are two half bags of crisps left from another day, aren't they?
Yep.
Half a bag of smoky bacon and half a bag of chicken flavour.
Oh.
Would you say they're your favourite?
What's this?
It's cheese.
Cheese? What?
Red cheese. It's nice on toast, this.
What?
extra nice on toast.
No.
Just a minute. On the back of the dining room chair. I was just wondering how you'd found your head when you're sitting down. Come on, sweetheart, try some cheese.
No.
What's about an apple?
No. Mum.
Well, do we kiss it better? Don't keep hitting your head, Simon. Something prepared it, honey. We need to go to the shops to buy some more food.
No.
First, Thomas, before I shut the lid. This birdie needs a bite to eat, doesn't she? Do you want to sleep, sweetheart? Is that the problem?
No!
Tell Mummy what's the matter. Tell Mummy what the matter is. Very worried about you, Thomas. What was the matter? Mummy, carry.
Yeah.
Where do you want me to carry you, You want me to cuddle you? Come on.
No.
Let's take you home out of your high chair. Do you not want anything to eat?
No.
Come on, baby.
No.
Darling, what's the matter? Darling, we can't go outside. It's wet today. I know the sun's shining brightly, but the grass is very wet. We've got to go out for a little walk later. What's the matter?
Nene!
Spill it.
Not Nene. I don't know.
Is Purdy all done?
No. Ready? Outside now.
Yes, Birdie's going to go outside now again, isn't she?
That's wet.
She might get wet if it rains, yeah. She'll get her paws wet if she goes on the grass. Do you mind if Mummy has her lunch?
What are you, cheese?
How about we put your little chair here?
No. The racing car's
here. Would you like a bite to eat, Thomas?
No.
Here, What can you see now?
Mark.
Mark. No, Mark's not there, is he? Do you really, really not want to eat anything at all?
No.
Does your tummy hurt, Thomas? Yes.
Tummy ache.
You've got tummy ache? Does your head ache?
Shining a little giraffe.
Shining?
Down the path.
Shining down the path?
No, down the path.
I'm sorry, Thomas, I can't tell what you're saying. I know you're talking about the sun shining. Perhaps if Mummy cuts up an apple, Thomas, would you like to sit through there and eat it? Shall we have a little break?
Don't need a wheel.
You've broken a wheel? Oh no, you haven't. It's just gone up on the window ledge, so it looks higher on one side than the other. That's all that's matter.
Okay.
You're back in your chair now. Feeling a little bit more like eating? Is that what you wanted, jam on toast?
No, no big one.
No big one?
No. Look, big one, and a jam with big one too.
And look, there's a little bit of strawberry here. How about we put that on your toast there? Would you like to put the lid back on the jar of jam, please? Because if it falls on the floor, there's going to be jam everywhere, isn't there? That's right, so let's move it over here. So we've finished with the jam now, haven't we? Yes? Some cheese?
No.
No, you don't fancy cheese, right?
Do what?
We've just listened to the archers, haven't we?
Little boy.
Little boy, but it was a little girl. She's called Pip. Pip's short for Philippa. And what's happened to Pip?
Mummy, Daddy.
She's going with her mummy and daddy to the hospital, isn't she?
No.
Do you remember what happened last week on Friday? She spilt a very, very hot cup of coffee on herself, didn't she, and burnt herself.
Daddy and Daddy!
That's right, she shouted, Daddy, Daddy, didn't she? Because she was hurt.
Mess all down. Oh, no.
Mess all down. Yes, it was a real mess, wasn't it? I think she's feeling a bit better now, though, don't you? So you listened to that on Friday and you remembered it, didn't you? Because today when we listened,
She was going back to the hospital for a checkup, and you remembered, didn't you, what had happened? Poor Pip. And she's supposed to be starting school as well.
Hot drink.
A hot drink? Yes, it was a hot drink.
Daddy, Daddy!
That's what she said, yes. Daddy had made a hot drink and she spilt it, didn't she?
All down her shirt.
All down her shirt. That's why you've got to be so careful when there are hot drinks about.
Spill it.
Otherwise you're going to spill it. We read a story about somebody who has a warm drink, don't we?
Fire.
In front of the fire, that's right.
Pippo.
That's right, it's your Pippo book, isn't it? Tom and Pippo have been for a walk. And it's a cold day and they have to wrap up with their hats and scarves and gloves. And when they come home, they sit in front of the fire with a warm drink. And you have warm drinks, don't you? You have warm milk before going to bed at night. But we never give you hot drinks. Oh. Mummy and Daddy drink drinks a bit hotter than yours, a little bit hotter. But you've got to be so careful, Thomas.
No spill it.
No spill it.
Dog it.
You sometimes spill your juice, don't you? But at least your juice is cold, so it can't burn you. Pardon?
Big tummy, big willy.
Big tummy, big willy? Is that where the juice goes to?
It was. Tummy ache.
Does your tummy really ache, Thomas? Because you've decided to eat some crisps. You've decided to eat some crisps and you're eating some jam on toast. And now you've picked up the tub of dairy, Lee, the spread and cheese.
Hold it.
You want to hold it?
Open the lid.
Open the lid. Mm. Is it stuck?
Yes.
Oh, I'll leave it shut, Thomas. Would you like some of this cheese?
Shall we open this?
Shall I open this?
You found the cheese.
There you are, we've opened the cheese. How's that? Whoops, some little bits have broken off, look. Mmm, that's nice.
Hot drinks. Daddy, Daddy!
Hot drinks, Daddy, Daddy. Mmm.
Change. Mmm. There are no worse. There are no worse.
An hour. Change what, darling?
Yeah, an hour.
In an hour?
Yes. Yeah, an hour.
Sit an hour?
Yes. News.
Oh, I see. Sit for an hour watching the news. Is that what Daddy does?
News.
That's right, Daddy comes home and he usually sits for about an hour, doesn't he, watching the news?
Yes.
He has a hot drink then, doesn't he?
Yeah.
And we make him a hot drink.
Hot drink. Daddy, Daddy! Gorgeous.
Gorgeous?
Gorgeous.
Oh, the Archers. Oh, clever boy. You like the theme tune to The Archers, don't you? You dance to that. When the music plays at the end, Thomas does some dancing.
Mummy.
That's right, yes, you're showing me now, aren't you? Well, I feel very full, Thomas, and I feel very tired.
Oh, not that!
No, that's Stephen. We can't see Mark's house from here. We can see where Sue lives. We went to see Sue last night, didn't we?
Too much!
And Smudge, her pussycat Smudge. There, Stephen, look.
More cheese.
You just found some more. Is it broken off the big wedge?
This now broke.
More broke.
I opened. Bam.
You're looking at the lid of the tub of dairy, and there's a picture of a sun and a cloud, and look, a cow, a moo cow.
This.
That's the letter A. A.
This.
E. A.
This.
Y. Yeah.
This.
Can't see what you're pointing to. That's the sun and a cloud.
This.
That's R. R. Like rabbit.
This.
That's A. Again, like this one, look, ah, for apple, and that's D, for dog, D, D for dog,
ooh.
D for dog, and D for daddy. You sound as if you're enjoying those crisps, Thomas, crunching away. You bumped your head again?
Yeah.
I think you do it on purpose, don't you?
Yeah. This.
Dairy Lee. Cheese.
This.
The lettuce spelling the word Dairy Lee. And they're written in yellow and red, aren't they? That's R, bruh.
Is this written? Oh! Hey!
Look, there are more letters up here, written in blue, and that says craft. And more letters that make a word. Underneath it says cheese. And another word made up of letters in white writing, that says spread. Craft, dairy, cheese spread.
Mm. Well, Mummy, thank you. This is ABC.
Can you say ABC?
ABC.
ABCDEFGHIJKLM. And OPQRSTUVWXYZ. Can you say any of that, Thomas? What can you say?
Mummy asleep.
Mummy asleep? Well, not quite. I've been doing lots of vacuuming and cleaning upstairs this morning. Is that the noise that Nunu made? And I've been moving big boxes and furniture and moving Daddy's computer with all its wires. Oh dear, dear, what a mess.
Baby computer's down.
The baby computer's down here. Mummy's little computer's here, isn't it? It's on the table because we're trying to send something to Dimitri and it won't go.
Thomas Doodoo!
Thomas Doodoo? Why did you say that?
Because I like Dutchie. Because I like Dutchie and I need a train.
You're talking about a train?
Oh, I like Dutchie.
Oh, I see.
Want a train.
Oh, right. You're talking about the window ledge and the helicopters in front of the train. The yellow helicopter, you've put it on the window ledge in front of Thomas the Tank Engine. Is that what you were saying, yellow?
No.
Yellow helicopter front of train.
And I press the button. Yeah.
I don't know what you're saying now. You're just being giddy, aren't you?
Pass. Mummy and the best of cheese. Best of cheese. Not best of cheese.
No, leave the table where it is, Thomas, please. No, look, hot drinks will get spilt.
Whoops-a-dear,
is that what you're saying? Oh, I see what you're saying. There are ridges in the tablecloth. And you're thinking of road humps in the road, because when we go over road humps, you say, whoops-a-dear. So you're looking at the table that's normally smooth and it's got three or four ridges. Is that what it is, whoops-a-dear?
Mummy, I don't like the racing car.
You'd like the racing car? Okay, just wait there. Please don't move the car.
Yeah, up to there.
What's
the deal? Up to there, up to there. Up to there, up to there.
Whoops a dear. There you are.
What?
What did you say? Oh, thank you, would have been nice. Are you starting with a cold? You feel a bit snuffly?
Yep, it is. Not stop, no. Backwards.
The car's going backwards, is it? Over the...
Oh, dear!
Oh, yes.
Broke.
No, it's not broken.
One.
The cloth's just a little bit wrinkled. It's not broken.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear, Mummy.
Oh, dear. The racing car driver's got a nice smile, hasn't he?
This big red cat.
And a nice big red hat. It's got big red rosy cheeks as well, can you see? When he squeaks. I'd forgotten he had a squeak.
On a Christmas tree in this house.
Are you reaching a crisp out of the packet to give it to the racing car driver?
Here you are.
That's a good boy for sharing. Thank you. He said thank you.
Thanks. What's that noise?
I think it's the refrigerator cutting in. Every now and again the fridge turns itself on and off. And when it starts up it makes a buzzing noise like you can hear now.
Fridge.
Shall we go to the shops when you've finished your lunch? We get changed and go out.
Cheap shop.
No, I'm not going to the cheap shop. We need some milk.
Yes. Leaf.
And something for tea.
A leaf? No, a leaf.
Oh, underneath. You've put a crisp underneath the racing car, have you? Underneath.
Crunch.
Crunch, yes, if you drove over that it would crunch, wouldn't it? What's the daisy? Big high up. Did you lift the racing car driver out of the car?
Birdie's back.
Yes, Birdie's back. She looks happy now it's stopped raining, doesn't she?
Nice. The four and the nine. The four and up there and another and four. Mamma mia. The four.
On the floor.
No, sir, no sheep. No sheep.
You want to lie on the floor and have a sleep?
Yes. Good. See you in the morning.
See you in the morning. You say in the morning now, don't you?
Here in the back. Sit right up.
Sit right up. You show me your feet.
Whoops.
I know you've nothing on your feet, Thomas. Be careful. If you kick the table leg, it'll hurt.
Lay her down.
You finished lunch now?
Oh dear. Oh dear, pause. Oh dear.
What about the apple? We didn't give you an apple, did we?
Oh dear, dear.
Dear, dear.
And there's a red ones. Put me down. Down.
Shall we just have a little piece of apple first?
No.
Sleep. You want to sleep and see me in the morning? Well, let me feel it and cut it up. Because I've started now.
It's just a pink.
Isn't it pink inside? It's the most beautiful colour, Thomas. The peel is red, but some of the apples have got a very slight pinky tinge. But I mean, this is absolutely gorgeous, isn't
oh,
it?
Oh dear!
Yes, it's pale now, isn't it? It's just at the top where it's red, but it really is beautiful. It's nice and tasty, isn't it?
No, man.
I think it looks tasty.
Yes, crunch.
Crunchy as well. Mm. Well, if we're going out in the... Get out.
Like that.
Ah, crunching like that. You're going with your teeth, aren't you?
Ha!
Just thinking, if we're going out in the pushchair, you like that. You might like to have a little sleep in the pushchair.
That's that funny noise.
What's that funny noise? I think it's the sound of your windmills outside because it's quite breezy. And they're spinning around really quickly, aren't they? They're going very fast, and I think it's the rattling noise.
I'm in the
wind! Can you come back to the window? There we are, sweetheart. Just try a little bit of apple.
Can you make that?
Looks nice.
Pink.
Very pink. Just let Purdy in while you're eating that.
Hello, sweetheart.
Raining.
No, it's not raining now, the sun's shining.
Raining.
The patio was flooded this morning. It was standing in water, but it's nearly all dried up now. I think Purdy's quite hungry today.
Mm.
More? Yes, she's gone back to the door. I don't think she knows whether she wants to be in or out, does she? Well, his finger's very sore where she cut it on the rose yesterday, do you remember?
Mm.
Tom, fingers too. Is your finger sore as well? Oh, last night you had an accident while you were eating your apple, didn't you? Or was it your bread roll? I think it was the bread roll, because we had our tea outside last night, didn't we? Because it was so hot. And you were biting through a crunchy bread roll. And you bit onto your finger. And you made it bleed, didn't you? There were little teeth marks on your finger. And, oh, that's right, like that, but don't do it again. And you were so upset, weren't you?
Mummy!
And then what happened to cheer you up? Mummy went out to buy an ice cream, didn't she?
I let out with my sister.
Yes, that's right, I went to the ice cream van to buy Thomas an ice cream and myself an ice cream.
Susan!
And then we went to Sue's house, didn't we?
Because
we were going to the ice cream van, Sue was coming to see us, wasn't she? And when she realised you were going to have an ice cream, she said, oh, I won't disturb you. And we went to see her later on, didn't we?
Like that.
Like that. Yes, your finger still looks sore.
Everything I saw.
Poor Thomas. Did the ice cream make it better?
Yeah.
No. Where's Purdy gone? Has she gone upstairs to bed?
No. Purdy dog.
I think she's gone upstairs, Thomas. I didn't see her, but I thought I could hear a little pause going pitter-pitter-patter upstairs.
Pitter-patter.
Pitter-pitter-patter.
Pitter-patter.
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 Pitter-patter. You like that, don't you? Well, that's how we describe the rain when it's falling. We say it's going pitter-patter. Pitter-patter.
Thomas pitter-patter.
Thomas pitter-patter. I should have said I can hear the sound of Purdy going upstairs. I could hear her paws pattering on the stairs.
Pitter-patter.
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 You like that phrase, don't you?
I don't.
Mummy's got to go to work tomorrow. What happens when Mummy goes to work?
Dentist.
The dentist? Oh no, that was last week. Last week Mummy didn't go to, well, I did go to work. I was on holiday and I went into work just for a little while. Then I went to the dentist, didn't I? But tomorrow I'm just going to work.
Don't see Norman.
Not see Norman? No, we can't see Norman from where we're sitting today, can we? I think when you've had your lunch, we'll take you upstairs to change your nappy, and then you can see Norman from the window.
What? Do?
Roger too? Roger's the rabbit, isn't he? They've put a little stone rabbit next to the garden gnome, and the rabbit's called Roger. So now you can say, hello Norman, hello Roger.
Pitter patter.
What's Mummy doing? I'm just sitting here, Thomas, waiting for you to finish your lunch. And then we can wash your hands and face and get you changed. And we'll go out for a little walk. Well, the sun's still shining because it might start to rain later on. That would be a shame, wouldn't it? Oh, well done, you've eaten the whole apple. That's a clever boy. What would you like? The bread?
Yeah.
No, don't take it out of the bag, Thomas. No, keep it where it is. Because if it gets squashed up when we try and put it in the toasting machine, it'll get stuck, won't it? Who's coming now?
Daddy's back.
Daddy's back.
Pitter-patter.
Pitter-patter, yes, we didn't hear a feet going pitter-patter back down the stairs, did we?
Pitter-patter.
Pitter-patter, that's right, her paws are going pitter-patter across the patio.
What is this?
This is bread. Shall we put it away now?
No.
Would you like a piece of bread?
Yeah.
Yes. What do you say?
No. Hello.
That's a sticky. A sticky toad.
No.
You don't want any bread.
No.
Well, I'll twist the packet round and you put the yellow back on it, like that, because that seals the bag, and it tells us the date that we've got to eat the bread by.
No, I didn't.
Do you not want to put it back in the storage box?
No. Let's put it in the bread. It was a big bread.
Almost a big bread. You'd like a piece of bread?
Big one.
Right. Oh, and you're eating that as well. You're suddenly feeling very peckish. No. Don't put it back in the bag, Thomas, once you started to eat it. No. That's dirty. No, you eat it. If you don't want it, put it on your plate. You don't put it back in the bag when you've not eaten it. No, put it on your plate, Thomas. Oh, no, don't squash. It's all done now. Put the label on. Put the yellow label on the piece and the lid back on the box. And then we'll put it back in the bread bin, shall we?
The lid.
Where's the bread bin? Where does Mummy keep the bread? Over here, near the kettle and the toaster. I think we've heard the toaster go pop recently, have we?
Oh. Oh dear. Open
bread. Right, shall we put it away now?
The punch. Label.
The lid's there, look. Where's the label gone? Dropped it on the floor. Oh look, there's the hat that you got from McDonald's when you went the other week. Where's Mabel gone? You mean Auntie Mabel and Pippin? Oh, label. I thought you said, where's Mabel gone? The label's here, look. Stick it on Thomas's nose. No. Oh dear, poor Thomas.
It's
It's stuck to your t-shirt now. No, put the brush. No, you mustn't crush it, Thomas. No, I'm taking it back to the bench. No, you don't crush it. People have to use it.
No.
Oh dear.
No, Mama.
No, it's going away, Thomas. No. Thomas, people have to eat that bread. Listen, you wanted to take it out of the packet and sit on it. No. Thomas, no. No. Stop banging your head. Stop banging your head. You're laughing though, you don't know what to laugh at. No, I'm putting a cushion behind you. Oh dear. Stuck. Oh no. Mummy's put a cushion behind, so you can't do that now, can you?
No.
What's Mummy got on her t-shirt? It's like chocolate.
Hey, Mummy.
That's two cushions you put on the floor. We've only got one left. Shall we hide? One, two, three. Oh! On the floor as well. Oh. Are you going to say sorry for Mummy?
Sorry, Mummy.
No. Oh.
A roundabout.
A roundabout?
No.
Would you like to see the teddies on the roundabout?
Round.
We did that yesterday, didn't we?
Let's get some there.
I'll get it in a moment. I think you need to have your fingers white before you touch that, because it's quite precious, isn't it?
Yeah.
All right, we'll wash your hands first. Let's just do something else to deal with teddies going
Chip
around and around.
McDonald's.
Chips McDonald's, you found the hat that you got in McDonald's. What were we doing in the garden yesterday? Round and round the garden like a teddy bear. One step, two steps. A tickly under there.
Again.
Round and round the garden like a teddy bear. One step, two steps. What were you saying? A tickly under there. Once more. Or shall we do this one instead? This little piggy went to market. This little piggy stayed at home. This little piggy had roast beef. And this little piggy had none. And this little piggy went wee all the way home.
Again.
This little piggy went to market. This little piggy stayed at home. This little piggy had roast beef. And this little piggy had none. And this little piggy went all the way home.
Again.
Oh, Thomas, now I think we've... Excuse me. No. Thomas. No throwing. What have we said? That's Mummy's best cup. Please don't throw that. If you throw that, by gum, there'll be trouble. Are you drinking the dregs from Mummy's coffee cup? Oh, that sounded as if you enjoyed that.
What pooping on?
What's pooping on? We're going to go out.
What pooping?